Meanwhile, state health officials have been fielding calls from concerned Alaskans demanding to know why H1N1 vaccine is not yet more widely available, as well as questioning how decisions are made about the distribution of the vaccine. State Division of Health Immunization Program Manager Laurel Wood says each day state health officials check with the CDC website to see how much vaccine is available and how much Alaska will be allowed to request.
We immediately place that order to get the vaccine on its way to the state. And before it gets here, we are working out plans to be sure that the vaccine can be turned around quickly and distributed throughout the state.
Wood says the supply problem stems from a vaccine manufacturing process that has taken much longer than companies had originally thought it would.
It just simply did not grow at the manufacturing facilities as quickly as it hoped. So the yield that they got during their processes was lower than their original estimates. And so there will be plenty of vaccine. It just is coming out more slowly.
Wood says it currently takes about 6 months to complete the process of manufacturing a vaccine, and the first H1N1 source was not isolated until last April. She says distribution to high-risk patients is figured out based on population. For example, if 100 doses arrive, an area with 5% of the population would get 5 doses. She says state officials are working hard to coordinate with other health agencies to get the vaccine out to rural Alaska. Jack Crow is the vice president for health services for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation in Bethel. YHKC serves more than 50 villages in a 75,000-square-mile area. Crow says they were hoping to have more vaccine in October, but are still making progress in getting rural Alaskans vaccinated.
To date, we've received about 2,000 H1N1 doses, and we're vaccinating employees and high-risk patients. Some of that in Bethel, lots of that in our 43 village clinics and 5 sub-regional clinics. We do have enough vaccine as of Tuesday to hold a mass dispensing exercise here in Bethel, and we're going to continue that the week of November 9th through the 22nd. So we got about 2,000 to date and are expecting more this week.
Crow says the mass dispense will be available to the general public and not just high-risk patients. He says hub areas get the vaccine first, so places like Bethel are ahead of the villages, but not by much. Laurel Wood says so far 43,000 doses of H1N1 vaccine have been distributed in Alaska, but at least 300,000 to 350,000 Alaskans will want to be vaccinated.